Hey, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. This is Paul from Marion, and as always, so thankful that you've chosen to join us today. We are in Song of Solomon, Song of Song, chapter 5, and I'll pick up in verse 2. The woman is going to be speaking here, and she says this, "I slept, but my heart was awake. A sound, my beloved, is knocking." Then the man speaks, "Open to me, my sister, my love, my dove, my perfect one, for my head is wet with dew, my locks with the drops of the night." Then the woman speaks, "I had put off my garment. How could I put it on? I had bathed my feet. How could I soil them?" I want to pause there. Several different interpretive lenses you could look at this through. That's one of the challenges of this book. I've felt it every single week. And trying to really understand, Lord, what is being said here? What's the practical wisdom? And so in this, two quick lenses I want us to look through. The practical lens and the spiritual lens. Not that practical and spiritual are diametrically opposed. We need both. But first, the emphasis here a bit on the practical. Again, in terms of the interpretive lenses, what it could be is that she's dreaming, and they're also in the midst of conflict. And as is often the case in dreams, what it is we're worrying about, what it is we're stressing about, those are the things that find their way into our dreams. And so in her dream, there's conflict, but he's pursuing her. And he's saying, "Hey, I'm here." And yet there's something in her that she doesn't want to respond. She doesn't want to engage in that conflict resolution. And with that in mind, from a practical standpoint, I think that's honest. How often are we in the heat of the moment, in the heat of an argument, like, I'm not ready to reconcile. I don't want to reconcile right now. And man, that can really cause problems, right? And yeah, sure, maybe you need some time to cool off. But at the same time, if we're not willing to engage in reconciliation, well, frankly, it's not going to happen. So there's one practical application we could look at. There is another interpretive lens here that honestly I think I align with. I view this as some poetic language describing a real interaction intimately or sexually. And so we'll read it again. "I slept, but my heart was awake. A sound, my beloved, is knocking." And then he says, "Open to me, my sister, my love, my dove." When he says sister, he means follower of God, right? Just to be clear there. "My dove, my perfect one, for my head is wet with dew, my locks with the drips of the night." And then she says, "Well, I put off my garment. How could I put it on? I had bathed my feet. How could I soil them? My beloved put his hand to the latch, and my heart was thrilled within me. I arose to open to my beloved, but my hands dripped with myrrh, my fingers with liquid myrrh, and the handles of the bolts." And so, again, I think it's not too much of a stretch there to see that as the desire for physical intimacy from the husband to the wife. But she's already gone to sleep, right? She's all put to bed, if you will. And she is not interested in engaging there. And so from a practical sense, I think that's honestly probably something that comes up far more frequently in marriages, of just timing in regard to intimacy, being thoughtful toward one another. And her response immediately is not very clear. It's passive. She doesn't necessarily speak to him. It seems as though she's saying these things in her mind. She's not dialoguing back and forth with him. She's just refusing. And so it seems then he gets frustrated, because then after a pause and after hesitation, she says, "I opened to my beloved, but my beloved had turned and gone. My soul failed me when he spoke. I sought him, but found him not." And so the moment has passed. Who knows why exactly that is, but I think practically speaking, this is just good practical wisdom to have dialogue about timing, if and when possible, and being considerate of approach, being considerate of, look, she's asleep, right? Let's honor her. Let honor your spouse and not forcing something that the other person doesn't want. And that's a really serious thing that we need to be thoughtful toward. We need to be aware of, and we need to have honest and open conversations. If that's a pattern, if that's a regular thing, and that shouldn't be the case, right? And so I think from a practical lens, there is that. I think from a spiritual lens, and again, those two things are not mutually exclusive. Those two things are in parallel with one another. This is, a really cool allusion toward Revelation 3, verse 20. Revelation 3, 20, what we see is Jesus speaking, and he says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come to come into him and eat with him, and he with me." And so, as we've consistently looked at this book of Song of Solomon through the lens of the marital relationship and Jesus and his church, Jesus stands at the door of our hearts, just as Solomon stood at the door of his bride and knocks. And the question becomes, are we too comfortable? Like, I'm already ready for bed. You know, I'm good. I've got this going on in my life. Are we too comfortable and in our own preferences to open the door and say, "Jesus, what is it that you're directing? Where is it that you're leading?" Now, I know it can feel a little bit odd relating to these to this in these multiple different ways, but I think the application is there. Jesus stands and he knocks on the door, and the question becomes, are we going to listen to his words? Are we going to hear what it is he is saying and what it is he's instructing? Or is it just too much of an inconvenience? That seems to be, whether it's a literal argument that they're having or the other, she doesn't want to get out of bed and answer the door. Are we willing to get uncomfortable? Because that's really what getting out of bed is. It's uncomfortable. We're willing to be uncomfortable to follow the prompting of Christ. And so I understand that's a lot in the course of 6 minutes and 48 seconds, which I think is what we're at here in terms of this drive cast, and probably saying too many things. But I just want to trust that the Lord would really work in your heart in only the ways that he can. And so to that end, I want to ask that he would. Like, Lord, move. Convict us in the ways that we need to be convicted. And so I'm going to pray for us briefly. I want to say thanks again for joining us here on the Drivecast. I do hope you'll join us again tomorrow. And then I want to really encourage you to pray. Ask the Lord, "Man, are you knocking the door of my heart? And I just don't want to be inconvenienced." Pray toward that end. And we'll see you tomorrow here on the Drivecast. Father, work in us. Give us wisdom as it relates to our marriages. Father, help us to treat one another with respect, with honor, with dignity, to be communicative in our responses. Lord, help us there. And Lord, ultimately, help us be responsive to your prompting, to your knocking, Jesus. As you direct and as you move, help us be reminded that we are to be your witnesses to the ends of the earth, that we are to make disciples and to see disciples multiplied, that we are to baptize and we are to teach. And so, Lord, help us respond in faith in only the ways that you can, by the power of your Holy Spirit and for your glory, Jesus. Amen.